All right, are we recording? This is hella interesting, hella weird, hella exciting to have you guys. Bienvenidos, ¿cómo están? How's everybody's week doing? It's barely Tuesday. Oh my God, so much to tell you guys, so much to catch you guys up on, but I'm excited to have you on this new journey, new adventure. But just to go ahead and kick things off, I do want to explain why I'm wearing this shirt and then what am I doing on video? All right. So first of all, Salud Podcast. We want to go ahead and thank everybody who's been listening these past couple seasons. We appreciate it. We love the support. We've decided to take our own separate journeys from it. That means we're still going to be active on podcasting, but with different projects. One of those projects that I want to introduce you today is this one. We're still going to have very similar conversations, but we're also going to add a little bit of more. Well, actually, it's pretty much going to be the same thing, just a different name. And it's not so different for a lot of you, because this shirt, even though you're probably like, yo, did this fool literally go and get this shirt made like in less than a week? No. I freaking almost, damn it. Did y'all hear that? I almost choked. On my own damn saliva. Se fue por el lado equivocado. Pero bueno, Échale, which is the name of this podcast, Échale Podcast, is a project that I've already had in existence. If you guys go to my YouTube channel, it's called Échale. And it started back in 2016. And it started with the objective to do this. Do what I love. Do radio, do TV, go ahead and have this one-on-one communication with people. And I am so excited because I honestly thought it was a project that had gone and it was a thing of the past. But I want to say faith, God, or higher being, whatever you may call it, was like, you know what? You need to bring it back because there's still much more that this brand can give. And I'm going to give you guys a little bit of background of why I started Échale and what I want to do with this podcast. And basically, for those people who don't speak Spanish, you know, salud was it's a very Spanish word, obviously. Échale is a very Spanish word as well. Échale is, I guess, in Mexican culture, échale ganas, you know, give it your all. To put something, echar, you know, to put something into something, to leave your paw print, your mark in this world. ¿Qué vas a echarle al mundo? What are you going to give? What are you going to put into the world? ¿Cómo le echas las ganas? How do you define success? And that's what I want to focus this podcast on. Storytelling, journeys, obviously, también echar relajo, which is the whole synonymous of this word. But I actually want to show you guys, and I know I can show you now because we're on YouTube and you can find us on Échale YouTube. But I also recommend that you guys follow us on Échale Podcast on Instagram, at Échale Podcast on Instagram. So you guys could go ahead and follow us because it's going to be real good, real fun. I'm really excited to embark on this new journey with all of you. New but old, because obviously Échale is already something that I had been working. But I want to take it back and hopefully you guys will, you know what? I'll just cut to the video in the video. But this is my journey on why I started YouTube. And I want to kind of see it, hear it with you all and pause it and kind of reflect where I was 5-6 years ago, because this was 6 years ago. Let's just go ahead and get started. Ready? This is going to be hella embarrassing. So if you guys go back to YouTube and watch it, I'm going to be like, prices, whoa, Expedia members, whoa, can make waves, okay. No, Expedia, I don't want to see your ad. Okay. Now we're going to get started. Oh, watch. You guys are going to get to hear the first. Let me see. I'm going to rewind this. How do I? Okay. Oh, I know, it starts off so sad.
What's up, everybody? Why I started doing YouTube. As you guys can see, I'm still in New York. I just get red because of my contacts, so I have to take them.
Okay, so I was in New York for a conference, and during that conference, I actually told my boss. So I had already interviewed for another job. I was not happy in this job at all, right? And I was barely starting YouTube. I was still chasing after my dreams. I wanted to work in radio and I wanted to work in entertainment and television. And I was working in a place that I was miserable. I really hated what I did there on a managerial. Is that even a word? On a manage? Well, no. The administrative side. I hated it. I loved working with the kids. And it's always awesome working with the kids, but everything else that we had to do, not so great. So we were at a conference in New York. Little did my bosses at the time know that I had already accepted another job. So I went to New York. So yes, it was a free trip. Why did I do that? Because I wanted to go to New York. I hadn't been to New York. So if they're barely finding about this, like, I'm sorry, I kind of used you, but it's okay. Life turned out great, right? Okay, so let's continue listening. And my eyes were always red because at the time I didn't have LASIK. I had contacts because I didn't like the way I looked with glasses.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Te saluda José Quintero y espero que estés disfrutando del podcast, pero quiero platicarte de mis amigos de Cox. Cox sabe que tu familia no para, por eso ofrece nuevos paquetes de internet que te brindan la misma velocidad y flexibilidad que esperas de Cox. Además, Panoramic Wi-Fi está incluido en algunos planes sin costo adicional. Es internet que sigue tu ritmo. Todo sin contrato anual, que significa que no hay molestos cargos por terminación anticipada. Desconéctate de tu rutina, pero no de tu Wi-Fi cuando estás fuera de casa. Cox te da acceso a más de 3 millones de hotspots de Wi-Fi. Después de un largo día, reúne a la familia para una noche de películas con Contour Stream Player. Disfruta de deportes en vivo, tus programas favoritos en Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus y más con apps de streaming populares. Conoce más en cox.com/español.
I started my YouTube to prove to everybody that I can be something. That someone like me of darker skin, with acne, not so good looking, could do YouTube and have fun about it. I've always wanted to produce, I've always wanted to act, I've always wanted to do something in the entertainment industry. It's difficult for somebody like me, or it's hard and it's a struggle. It's definitely not impossible, but I definitely wanted to prove to everybody, like, I could do it and it could be me. I wanted people to recognize me, to start seeing me on YouTube. So let me give you a little bit of background. You know, people in school call me pepperoni face. Having professors in college tell me to do something about my skin, my teeth, about my weight. So I was a kid, I remember my parents watching Univision. I grew up with it, Marimar, and then La Usurpadora came in about 6, 7. I started like, hey, this is pretty interesting. I think I could do this. I was really introverted. People didn't have that many friends, so I wasn't very social. And I remember one day I said to myself, like, Jose, if you really want to do this, if you really want to get out there and prove more than anything, prove it to yourself that you can do this, then you have to do something. You can't be in your bubble anymore. Else, I was sick and tired of people calling me names I didn't really want to talk about at that time. I think a lot now I'm older, I can talk about these things. So by my junior year, I forced myself to take an acting class, and I hated it. I was so shy, I was so introvert. It was the hardest thing ever, but I appreciate my drama teachers because they were patient with me. They taught me to be resilient. They taught me to keep on pushing. They taught me to believe in myself. They taught me new skills that I didn't even know I had. They taught me to be more of an extrovert, which I appreciate. They taught me to use theater, to use the drama, to use the improvisation for work purposes. Then my confidence started going up. I started believing in myself because other people believed in me. That's when I think I decided I would major in theater while I was in college. My parents, obviously typical Latino parents, were like, what, you're majoring in theater? Eso que te va a dejar. You need to be a lawyer, you need to be a doctor. My whole family would always tell me this. I didn't want to listen to anybody. I wanted to make my own mistakes, and I don't think that's what they realized at that time. And I wanted to realize if this was for me or if it wasn't for me. At the end of the day, I stood my ground and realized that I wanted to live a life that I wanted to live. I didn't want to live their lives. But that doesn't mean I don't keep them in my mind all the time, and I don't think of how I want to help them or how can I help them. If I ask for help, please give it to me, because I think it's very humbling when people ask for help. I had a professor who told me that, like, oh, you're very fat, your skin sucks, you need braces. I got braces, so there's one problem fixed. It's sort of like I was over that phase where people would, you know, comment on my skin, that it just kind of opened up a wound that I didn't want to be open at that time. Not because of what the professor said, but just because of what I wanted to do. I wanted to explore, like, the business aspect or the film aspect. So I started majoring in communications, and I took a couple film classes. And I realized that wasn't for me, and I finally found a passion in business, and I wanted to major in business marketing. I remember I fell in love with Spanish, and that is, it kind of reminded me of why I love Univision, or why I wanted to work for Univision, because it was something that I wanted to do as a kid. I just started going into more of like the Latino movement, reading up on like Cesar Chavez, and I started reading up on DACA, and I started seeing how I could be involved with the Spanish community. Without realizing it, it led me to connections that I needed to do. So I honestly, if I would ever get the opportunity to be in television, to produce, to host my own TV show, I would love to do something like El Gordo y la Flaca. And I've had the opportunity to work with Univision in different events and see like the logistical business aspect. And because of their support, and I continuously get their support, so I appreciate it. I still have mentors in that room for me, that they still check up on me, so I appreciate that. Because of that, because of the confidence that they gave me, because of the networking that I've done, because of, you know, the practicing that I've done, I've had the opportunity to, you know, be a radio host in Mexico, back where I'm from, in Michoacán. So that was also a lot of fun, and it was very humbling to do that. And it just kind of reassured me what I want to do in my life. This is what I was meant to do, to communicate to the people, to the audience. And it's just been a blessing. And I've continuously referred back to ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. Matthew 7:7-8. And I firmly believe in that Bible verse, just because that's what you got to do in life. You just got to keep pursuing for greater goals. You have to keep pursuing for greater challenges that are going to knock you down, but they're going to also uplift you, and you're going to go through these obstacles, but you're also going to grow through these obstacles. Because I want to be a living testament that my dreams do come true, or that dreams do come true. And I want to be that person to tell everybody, if a normal guy like me can do it, then you guys can do it. And I know there's many stories, even though I've been practicing since I was 7, and all that experience and all that time, you know how many no's I've had? Far too many. But I'm not stopping. I'm not letting nobody put me down. I'm just going to keep pushing, keep fighting. And because I feel like that's what I have to do, or that's just how I am. But I'm not stopping, so don't stop dreaming, you guys. Keep on fighting, keep on pushing, keep on persevering. And thank you guys so much for taking the time and actually listening to my story. So remember, today is a good day. I can and I will. And until you say, like what Gina said, today's a good day, I can and I did. But until then, we're going to keep on fighting. All right, peace out.
Wow. Okay. I had completely forgot the last part. Oh, I got a little escalofrios. I want to take a moment. I want to take a moment to thank me. Okay, Snoop, right? Jose from 6 years ago. Today's a good day. You can and you did. You did work for Univision. You did start doing radio back in 2017. This video was in 2016. You did start hosting an entertainment segment on Channel 22 con José Luis Sin Censura. So today is a good day. You can and you did. Y le estás echando ganas a la vida. Le estás echando positivismo a la vida. Estás echando... you're just not giving up. And that video is a true testament of what Échale is and what I want to bring to this new adventure that, you know, started off as Salud. And now it's going into like, all right, let's hear these stories. Let's hear these successes. Let's hear these struggles. Let's hear. It's the same thing, but it's me from 6 years ago communicating it to you. So if you're listening, if you're watching, thank you. And I hope you enjoy this new adventure, this new journey. Échale ganas a la vida. Échale ganas. And if you see the videos that I posted in my YouTube in the past, just know that was a different time in my life. Yeah. I reminisce on that video, and I was like looking, like listening to it and viewing it. And I just saw a very insecure Jose. I saw a Jose that was very, that had a lot of baggage, even though at the time I was going to Bible study and it was a lot of healing, I would say, spiritually. There was not a lot of mental healing that I had gone through that now, thankfully, that with Salud and talking to other people and being vocal and public about a lot of things in my life, that it definitely has helped and it has opened the door to therapy. you know, because I think there's spiritual healing, but then there's still therapy that you can, and I always encourage you to do with a professional, because that has helped tremendously. I'm definitely a lot more confident. I still try to stay, you know, have my feet on solid ground. I still consider myself a humble person. Obviamente, a veces se me pasan me paso la raya. But I have amazing friends and I have a backbone. And at the time, 2016, I felt lost. I felt broken. I didn't know if this dream was going to happen. And like I said at the end of the video, no me voy a dar por vencido. Le voy a seguir echando ganas. Y de eso se trata. And that's what this is about. Pushing. Echándole. Échale. Season one will start in September, but we're about to do many, many episodes during the summer. All right? So catch you next episode. Oh, yeah. And before I leave, make sure once again to follow. Oh, wait, I have a description here. Echale Podcast if you're watching it on YouTube, on Instagram. And then obviously let me know topics, people that you want to interview. And it could be dumb things. Like, let's say, I don't know, why do men do this? And then I'll bring another man and we'll discuss it. Or why do women do this? Let me bring a female voice and we discuss this. And it's just going to be fun. Vamos a echarle ganas y vamos a echar desmadre. All right. Peace out.